the farmer's heart with joy is filled when the crops are good and sound. But who can feel the wild delight of the sailors homeward bound? For 3 long years have passed away since we left old freedom's shore. Our long-felt wish has come at last, and we're homeward bound once more. And we're homeward bound once more. To where the sky is clear as the maiden's eye who longs for our return. To the land where milk and honey flows and liberty was born. Fill our sails with the favoring gales and with shipmates all around. We'll give 3 cheers for our starry flag and the Jamestown homeward bound. And the Jamestown homeward bound.
Oh, the joy of homecoming for sailors returning from long voyages in seafaring history. A well-known theme in an occupation defined by high adventure, separation, danger, and distance. You just heard traditional song curators Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner singing mid-19th century song, The Jamestown Homeward Bound, in 1987. Here in Rhode Island, I have a family history that includes sailing, shipping, boat building, sailmaking, clamming, and fishing. And I live in a waterfront town that was once a whaling and oyster port, part of the nefarious triangle trade, and still is a boat building and fishing center with delicious seafood and beautiful water views. My father, born in 1920, was a sailor, fisherman, and marine museum curator. When I was growing up, we had nautical objects and works of art in our home, such as a brass and wooden ship steering wheel, scrimshaw, sailors' valentines, meticulously crafted ship models, ships in bottles, and many paintings of boats. I knew how to tie a bowline and a masthead, dig my own clams, and sail a sunfish by the time I was 10 years old. Some of the sailing voyages in history were, astonishingly, years long, as you heard referenced in the song. I often wonder what food and sleeping and work conditions were like when I listen to lyrics that give us glimpses of life at sea. I also like to point out that these historical sea songs have traveled far and wide over centuries and were and still are sung by people who settled in landlocked places such as Appalachia and the Ozarks. The Jamestown Homeward Bound was sourced by Davis and Warner from a 1938 book by Joanna Colcord. That fact sparked some side research for me into why a woman wrote a book like that. Turns out, Colcord, a captain's daughter, was born on a ship in 1882 and spent her entire youth at sea, witnessing the rough work and lives of sailors, nautical vernacular, and the rowdy, beautiful, and distinctive songs of seafaring life. In 1922, Colcord began formally collecting American songs of the sea, resulting in 3 books essential to folk music history. In her book, Songs of American Sailormen, she refers to the U.S. Navy sloop of war built in 1844, named after Jamestown, Virginia. The ship sailed worldwide with operations to suppress the slave trade off West Africa, aid in the Irish famines and American Civil War, serve as a hospital ship, and more. I find this anthemic song, which was popular in the Civil War and with the Navy, particularly poignant and also, of course, dated when viewed through a modern lens. Here, New England sea music group Forbidder sings an a cappella version of the song at the Mystic Connecticut Seaport Sea Music Festival in 2012.
To where the sky is clear as the maiden's eye who longs for our return. To the land where milk and honey flows and liberty it was born. So fill our sails with the favoring gales and with shipmates all around. We'll give 3 cheers for a starry flag and the Jamestown homeward bound.
To the Mediterranean shores we've been and its beauties we have seen. Italy's long and lofty hills, Sicily's gardens green. And we gazed on Mount Vesuvius with his rugged slumbering dome. Night is the time in that red clime when the sailor thinks on home.
To where the sky is clear as a maiden's eye who longs for our return. To the land where milk and honey flows and liberty it was born. So fill our sails with the favoring gales and with shipmates all around. We'll give three cheers for our starry flag and the Jamestown homeward bound.
We strayed around Pompey's ruins.
The words liberty and freedom's shore provide a window into historically masculine, colonial, and centric perspectives, even though workers on ships were often from many cultures. Milk and honey? For whom, exactly, one might ask. Also, Forbitter's version from the Colcord book describes exotic travels of the sailors, probably making it all seem more glamorous than life at sea actually was, a device in some of the old songs to raise morale among sailors. The Jamestown Homeward Bound was a forecastle or forbitter song, sung during times of leisure on the ship's deck, for example, different from a sea shanty, which was used purely for group work. Forecastle song lyrics could describe anything from a famous naval battle to complaints about conditions on board, an amorous adventure on shore, or a sentimental piece about home and family. Let's finish with the end of the song from my group here in Rhode Island, the Atwater Donnelly Trio, in 2016.
Now we have arrived in port, and stripping's our last job. And friendly faces look around in search of Bill or Bob. They see that we are safe at last from the perils of the sea. Saying welcome, Columbia's mariners, to your homes and liberty, to your homes. Cheers for our starry flag and the Jamestown home.